Michigan Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. It's, what is it, Friday, July 2nd. We're going to start today's episode off pretty special. A special piece of unique and original art from an info warrior, a fan of American Journal, sent me this asking if we could play it on our 4th of July show. And, of course, we are more than happy to do so. It's a song called And They'll All Fall Down, a rallying song from an American Journal fan out there. So here it is. Hope you enjoy.
They want to stick it in my arm. They say it won't do you any harm. Mask up to show you really care. There's danger in the air and you should be alarmed. They say they have the only cure. They say it like farmers know manure. But the future's looking bright with the God-given right. Free to go and gather with whomever that you like. Put a spike in the curve of learning self-defense and they'll all fall down. They say we're better off alone, locked up inside and safe at home. To have your health, then give up all your wealth, but keep your telephone. For when you walk out of that door, it won't be like it was before. You'll need a code to enter in and show where you have been, inoculates galore. But the future's looking bright with a God-given right. Free to go and gather with whomever that you like. Put a spike in the curve of learning self-defense and they'll all fall down.
Good stuff. A very big thank you to Clara Noches, the InfoWars and American Journal fan who sent us that. You can find it on Rumble. The name there is Wise Howl. Wise Howl and They'll All Fall Down, a rallying song, a protest song against COVID-19 measures. Very powerful stuff. Thanks so much, Clara. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. This is our last show before July 4th, so it'll be a patriotic endeavor today. Rex Jones will be joining me in the third hour. We'll be taking your calls throughout the day as well. Many videos to show you, many reports to get to, your phone calls throughout the entire program, but of course we begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, July 2nd, 2021. D.C. building collapses, leaving workers trapped for more than an hour. A five-story building collapsed in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, leaving several people injured, including a man who remained trapped under mounds of rubble for more than an hour, authorities say. The structure, which was under construction, came down around 3:30 p.m. as a severe thunderstorm rolled through the area. Rescue crews and firefighters continue to work using saws and manual labor to make their way through a large pile of plywood, boards, and other material. Global warming, climate change strikes again. Yes, folks, we're blaming absolutely everything on climate change. Incredibly convenient as you lead a nation towards total spiritual and physical destruction. You can blame that destruction on the boogeyman you created. How very convenient it is for them. Biden raises global warming as possible contributor to Surfside condo collapse. President Biden raised concerns about global warming during remarks on what could have potentially contributed to the Surfside condo collapse near Miami last week. He doesn't have any firm proof of what caused the collapse, unless 18 dead and 145 still missing, but that there are all kinds of rational speculation, including whether or not rising sea levels had an impact. Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe it was the rising sea levels. All right, Biden's on top of it. He's going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. Judge orders Minneapolis to hire more police officers. A Hennepin County District Court judge has ordered the city of Minneapolis to hire more police officers, according to a order filed Thursday. City Council and Mayor Jacob Frey are ordered to, quote, immediately and take any and all necessary actions to ensure that they fund a police force. Some are calling it an exodus as more officers within the Minneapolis Police Department look to take medical leave or leave the department permanently. As the staffing levels decrease, some concerned residents are filing a lawsuit against the city. That means the city must employ 730 sworn officers by June 30th of next year. But don't worry. Don't worry. All the good cops will leave. And then you can hurriedly replace them with less trained, less capable, less steady under fire, less experienced police officers. So next year, instead of having a fully experienced and veteran police force, you'll have a bunch of newbies with their finger on the trigger. Well done. Well done, morons. GOP rep warns, quote, no operational control of border after seeing migrants stream in board flights. I have to disagree here. That sounds incredibly well-controlled. That is a well-run operation going on there. Representative Bob Good of Virginia on Thursday warned the U.S. had no operational control of the border after a trip to Texas in which he and a number of other Republicans saw migrants streaming into the U.S. and being put on flights to other states. Quote, we have no operational control, no legal control, no law enforcement control of our border, Good said in an interview with Fox News. We're not enforcing our laws. We're not preventing people. This is willful and intentional on the part of the administration to facilitate the illegal entry into our country of tens of thousands, 180,000 in the month of May, some 700,000 this year, of just the ones we've apprehended. Of course, apprehending means putting them on planes and sending them to cities like Minneapolis, Iowa, Idaho, just thousands of miles away from where they cross the border. Yeah. Yeah, we're literally being invaded by our own government. This is war. Please wake up. Please, for the love of God, wake up before it's too late. White House to deploy response teams across the U.S. to combat highly contagious Delta COVID variant. Isn't that sentence just funny to you? Don't you just picture like special forces teams with their rifles like looking for the Delta variant? It makes no sense. This is outrageous. The White House is deploying response teams across the U.S. focused on combating the highly contagious Delta variant, the Biden administration announced. The teams, comprised of officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other federal agencies, will work with communities at higher risk of experiencing outbreaks, officials told reporters. There are 1,000 counties in the U.S. that have a vaccination coverage of less than 30%. So, yes, the White House is now deploying COVID-19 response teams to places where people refuse to get vaccinated. What exactly they'll be doing is anybody's guess. Increase testing to expand detection of the virus, facilitate contact tracing, provide therapeutics to help treat those who become infected. I think the government is ready to provide additional personnel. So there you go. If you're in one of these counties that your people have not fallen for the propaganda, have not given in to the vaccination regime, to the satisfaction of the government, they're now sending military teams to your county to make sure you stop being so dangerous. Facebook warns users they have been exposed to harmful extremists. The social media platform Facebook appeared to be issuing new extremism warnings to users in pop-up notifications on Thursday. Multiple Facebook users reported receiving a new notification from the social media giant warning about being exposed to, quote, extremist content. This feature was documented by Red State editor Kira Davis, who shared screenshots, as well as people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And essentially, this is a warning, a threat, right? You need to get support. In other words, you have committed wrongthink. You have been introduced to dissident opinions. Please click here to get support, a.k.a. repent. Repent now, you sinner. You have blasphemed against the authorities in Washington, D.C., New York City, and L.A., and you must repent. You must get help and support. We're worried about you seeing those dangerous ideas that your friends and family are sharing. Truly incredible. Just the next step in the total mind control panopticon they are erecting around us. House setting a marker for talks passes $715 billion infrastructure bill. The House on Thursday laid down its marker for this month's infrastructure negotiations, approving a five-year $715 billion transportation and drinking water bill that would do more to combat climate change than the Senate's bipartisan measure embraced by President Biden. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness. It's doing more to combat climate change. I was so worried there for a minute. So glad to know that our government is really focused on the important stuff. Literally buildings just collapsing, bridges collapsing, KISA pipelines collapsing, dams being shut down, fires ravaging entire states, heat waves killing people. Just massive chaos and destruction across the entire country. What they're concerned about is lowering carbon emissions. Lowering carbon emissions, okay. Japan launches Air Force drills with Philippines under a big threat from China. Two key American allies in the Indo-Pacific region are launching their first joint Air Force exercise as the United States seeks to assemble a coalition to counter threats from China. Japan is teaming up now with the Philippines, holding a big drill as the war drums continue to sound there in the Pacific. Study. Higher than expected rate of heart inflammation reported among vaccinated U.S. military members. A study of U.S. military members who are vaccinated against COVID-19 found a higher than expected rate of heart inflammation reported by those who received the vaccine. Though cases of adverse effect are still extremely rare. Oh, just extremely rare. Just, higher than you would expect. Higher than you would expect, but still extremely rare, but higher than you would expect. Throughout the period, the military administered more than 2.8 million vaccine doses. Estimates predicted 8 or fewer patients would report heart inflammation out of the 436,000 male members of who received two COVID-19 vaccine shots. While the observed number of myocarditis cases were small, the number was higher than expected among male military members after a second vaccine dose. The inability to identify rare adverse events is understandable in pre-authorization testing, since fewer than 20,000 participants received a vaccine each trial. Now they're like making excuses for why they didn't do safety trials before this. Like, well, how could we be expected to know that heart inflammation would be caused? We didn't even test the stuff. How are we expected to know how many adverse reactions there are going to be when we didn't even go through the trials we were supposed to? Frankly, this is your fault for trusting us. Truly, truly mind-blowing. We're about halfway through. We'll finish up with the Daily Dispatch here on the other side. Give out the phone number. Take your calls.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week, I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points. X3, 60% off free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves, worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of a system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world, and it's the only choice we've got. Freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic system.
septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Finishing up here with the Daily Dispatch. William and Harry put their differences aside as they unveil statue of their mother, Princess Diana. That's right. A crowd gathered in a public park outside Kensington Palace, but in secluded a garden away from anyone's gaze, a small group watched the moment Prince William and Prince Harry unveiled the statue of their late mother, Princess Diana. And as of now, 24 hours later, the statue is still up, which is strange. You'd think we'd tear that down already. No, not yet. It will be soon, though. It will be soon. Don't worry. It's a very beautiful statue, a very important woman from history. But she's a colonizer and a racist and a white person. So we'll tear that down. You just give us a chance. You notice this statue, not in public. Yeah, it's not in public. No, it's in a private garden somewhere. Far away from the rabble that might want to tear it down. Which they are. Crowd topple statue in Canada. Police arrest the man who opposed them. After a crowd in Winnipeg, Canada toppled statues of Queen Elizabeth II and Queen Victoria outside the Manitoba legislature, police arrested one man who showed up to oppose them. Yes, really, a bust of Queen Elizabeth II was yanked down while a larger statue of Queen Victoria was defaced with red paint and then toppled by activists expressing outrage over the discovery of unmarked graves of Indigenous schoolchildren, which I would like to remind you is a lie, a blatant and absurd blood libel against the people of Canada. But you have to understand what's going on here. This is the government of Canada is funding so-called studies or ground-penetrating radar scans of areas that used to house orphanages or schools for Indigenous children. They're claiming that they're finding mass grave sites, which are in fact just cemeteries, and in many cases, not human cemeteries. Yeah, this is the big deal about this. Find this article here from Papist Papa on Twitter. Found out today some of the bodies discovered were actually animal carcasses in the kitchen refuse pits. Others were former outhouses. Importantly, not a single body has been found. Zero. The tests don't test for that. They test for soil differences. Some of that will be corpses since some of the land was the cemeteries. Other land was where the outhouses were. Others were garbage pits. So they're scanning the ground with ground penetrating radar. They're finding inconsistencies or places where it looks like holes have been dug and then filled in. Then they're just claiming those are mass grave sites. Then when they dig into them, they find out they were garbage pits or places where animal carcasses were buried outside of the kitchen. But don't let reality get in the way of a good psychological operation, because again, this is a coordinated attack from the government of Canada funding these ground penetrating radar scans, claiming they're finding mass graves, enraging and inciting the Indigenous community to attack symbols of Anglo or European Canadian settlement. It is a two-pronged attack from the government of Canada to the dissident domestic terrorist of Canada against the Canadian people. So wake up, Canada. You are at war, okay? These tearing down of statues, this is a act of war against you, all right? Against your history, against your country, against your people. You might want to pay attention. I want to wake up. I want to realize what's going on here. And in fact, we have an article here from June 18th. Lower Post postpones school demolition ceremony after animal remains found. It's kind of weird. Why would you postpone? Because animal remains were found. Well, it was originally reported to be a mass grave. A ceremony in the tiny community of Lower Post near the BC-Yukon boundary was set for Monday, but the band council said in a statement it was canceled because of a discovery of a mass grave. It was a mass grave. The Daleu Dene Council said Friday a recent outbreak of COVID-19 cases in Yukon and the trauma caused by the discovery of the remains led to the decision to put off the ceremony. The council said the RCMP started an immediate investigation and conducted a forensic analysis of the remains, confirming that they were not human. Not human, okay? So they're literally digging up animal graves, claiming that they're human, and then burning down churches and tearing down statues. Claims of genocide. Okay? This is happening right now in your country. The trauma. Oh, the trauma inflicted by the discovery. You're being lied to. You're being fooled. Your trauma is being purposefully initiated. It's being projected onto you, and it's entirely false. All right? So stop falling for it. Buck up. Fight back, Canada. Prepare for mandatory COVID vaccines in September, Army tells commands. The Army has directed commands to prepare to administer mandatory COVID-19 vaccines as early as September 1st, pending full Food and Drug Administration licensure, Army Times has learned. The directive came from an executive order sent by the Department of the Army headquarters. So there you go. We're going to be forcibly injecting our soldiers as of September. Fort Hood sergeant indicted for murder in the 2020 death of an Austin protester. 1st Cavalry Division Sergeant Daniel Perry, who shot and killed a protester at Black Lives Matter protest in June 2020 in Austin, was released after posting a $300,000 bond following his indictment Thursday in Travis County for murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. You remember, this was the guy who was driving down Congress Avenue, a main thoroughfare here in Austin, when his car was surrounded by protesters and a pathetic worm of a person named Garrett Foster went up to his window and pointed a rifle at him. At which point Garrett Foster caught a bullet to the face. Good riddance. That's what you get for aiming a rifle at somebody that you don't know and don't know if they're armed. F around and find out. That's what happens. But of course, this is also Austin. So, you know, you defend yourself when somebody points a rifle at your head and you shoot first. You might be going to prison. Now, he hasn't been convicted yet, but he has been indicted and there will be a murder trial. And his life savings will probably go towards that, and he'll have his life essentially ruined because of this. And then, of course, all the comments on Twitter are like, Garrett Foster was a hero. He was innocently pushing his disabled wife when this man just shot him in the head without warning. Just all lies, just all blatant, utter falsehoods. Just total BS. Now, meanwhile, the high school age black kids who were involved in a mass shooting 2 weeks ago, free to go. They're free to go. They're not being charged with anything. No, no. Now, you're just involved in a mass shooting that, you know, murders a tourist on 6th Street. You're free to go. Go along. Go ahead, sir. You defend yourself against a guy pointing a rifle at your head. You can expect to spend decades in prison. This is the world we live in now. Just be aware. Suspect arrested in brutal cobblestone attack in NYC sidewalk. Suspect was arrested Thursday for allegedly clobbering a man in the head with a cobblestone on a Bronx street last month. Reginald Starks, 22, was charged with attempted murder over the June 9th caught-on-camera attack that left the 28-year-old victim in critical condition. Starks allegedly stalked the victim for several blocks before launching the random beatdown on Brook Avenue near East 147th Street in Mott Haven, according to police. So, you know. New York City, life in the big city, you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. Type city, you're just walking down the street and suddenly you get brained by a brick from some guy who's been stalking you for several blocks. Maybe we'll show you the video later today, yesterday, of a young woman walking down the street in broad daylight in a nice neighborhood as she is tackled to the ground, slammed into the concrete and sexually assaulted in full view of everybody, including the security cameras that captured the entire assault. That's New York City, folks. Yeah, just don't go outside while it's dark or in the daytime or at all. Just stay inside because otherwise you might get murdered and the police will do nothing about it. On the other side.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal High Quality Iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. And that's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone, because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com, because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's the 2nd of July, which means in 2 days it will be the anniversary of our Declaration of Independence and the creation of this, you know, not just a great country, the greatest country in the history of the world. Worth emphasizing. There's a really great podcast called Hardcore History, and he's actually quoting a book when he says this, but he's talking about the way one would describe America's domination of the world if you were like an ancient Roman historian describing Rome conquering the world. And I wish I had the quote to get it right, because it was so cool the way he was describing it, about how, you know, this general, this guy from Kansas is ruling over the eastern half of, you know, all of Asia. And the Pacific Command is being run by this other general from Iowa, you know, and it's just like, it gives you this perspective of this world, this like humble rural nation of farmers and settlers standing like a giant over the entire world. And it's really insane to imagine just how powerful America has been for the past 100 years. Like, it's not hyperbole when we say the greatest country in the history of the world. You can claim that we're not great. You can, you know, dislike things about our philosophy or ideology if you want. You can be a communist and disagree with that. But from a strictly factual basis, in terms of the accomplishments, achievements, and power, greatest country in the history of the world. Isn't it amazing that we have the actual start date of that? This is actually, we actually know the guys who are like, all right, now we're creating this country. And then that country became the greatest in the world over a very, very short amount of time. So really incredible stuff. Maybe you're going to do the typical American thing, go out and have a barbecue, maybe shoot off some fireworks. Well, don't worry, comrade, because America has plenty of food. Trust us. Plenty of food. We have more than enough. Yeah, this is the messaging being sent out by the commissars in Washington, D.C. The White House put out this tweet. Planning a cookout this year? Catch up on the news. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July barbecue was down from last year. It's a fact you must hear. What? Hot dog. The Biden. What? It's a fact you must hear. Hot dog. What does this mean? Can the crew help me figure out what they're trying to say here? It's a fact you must hear to hot dog. The Biden economic plan is working, and that's something we can all relish. Okay, was this written by Biden? Did somebody let Biden near a keyboard? What does this mean? I don't understand. But yes, they're very concerned that people are under the impression that stuff costs more this year. You know, because people go to the store. And they see things they used to buy for cheaper is now more expensive. And that's confusing to them. So they're here to tell you that reality is wrong. And in fact, everything is cheaper. Food is plentiful. Biden is perfectly lucid and coherent. And racism is our number one threat in this country. Just trust us. Don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe your own bank account. Don't believe your own credit card reports. No, no. Everything is cheaper. Everyone is happy. And Chernobyl is not melting down. I don't know what you heard. Hilarious. Hilarious. They say the cost of a 4th of July cookout in 2021 is down 16 cents from last year. 16 cents. Can you possibly imagine if Donald Trump's White House had put this out and the lambasting, the mocking that would have occurred? Some billionaire thinks 16 cents matters. There are people starving in this country. We're all struggling this day. He thinks 16 cents will give 16 cents. 16 cents. Not per dollar. Not for a dollar. For the entire thing. For the entire thing, it's down 16 cents. And they think to celebrate this fact. Yes, comrade. The plentiful food. It is cheap and nutritious. Incredible. Incredible stuff. Now, if you do plan on driving to the 4th of July grill, that's going to be about 40% more expensive. Your fuel to get there, about 40% more expensive. The propane, for your grill, that's going to be about 40% more expensive, too. If you're having the barbecue on a deck that was built with lumber, you can expect that price to be about two or three times as much as it normally would. And you might not be able to find some of this food as there are supply chain shortages and some food's not available right now because we can't put food on the table. So congratulations. You saved 16 cents on very particular select items, okay? I don't know. I mean, at least somewhat normal from Joe Biden's White House. At least he's not doing something like spending some inordinate amount of money on hot dogs from Chicago, right? that would be ridiculous. Planning a cookout this year, save $60,000 on hot dogs with this one simple trick. It's just incredible. I guess we're allowed to celebrate 4th of July now. know what really keeps your 4th of July celebrations cheap is staying inside. Don't go visit friends and family. Eat prepackaged plastic food and celebrate by burning an American flag and teaching your son to be gay. This is America, after all, and this is the only thing we care about and the only thing we stand for anymore. That's just it's just the way it is, okay? Just the way it is. Tell you what, folks, I'm going to give out the phone number right now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call on this, on the eve of July 4th. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal right now. We got some more stories here. Japanese officials warn U.S. of potential surprise attack on Hawaii from Russia and China. Russia and China are coordinating military exercises to threaten not only Taiwan, but Hawaii, according to senior Japanese defense official who warned the United States to be aware of a Pearl Harbor-style surprise attack, saying, quote, "We have to show the deterrence towards China, and not just China, but also the Russians, because I told you they're doing exercises together," Japanese Deputy Nakayama told the Hudson Institute this week. Taiwan's vulnerability to an invasion from mainland China has been a preoccupation of the Indo-Pacific strategists in recent months as communist Chinese forces escalate their military drills around the island. Nakayama, who was unusually frank about the need for democratic nations to ensure Taiwan's survival, implied Russia and China are working as allies preparing for a major conflict. Yeah, you know, I bet they are. I bet they are. After all, China literally took over Hong Kong last year and the year before. I don't know if anybody noticed this, but what would stop them from taking over Taiwan in exactly the same fashion? What would stop them? People say, well, China depends on Taiwan to create computer chips. A lot of the computer chips that we use and that China uses are made in Taiwan, so they can't attack Taiwan because then that would cut off a main supply of what they need. So that fact that Taiwan manufactures these chips is sort of keeping them safe. It's like, I don't know if you understand how China works. The big overt military threat is a distraction, folks. They will take over Taiwan from the inside. They'll move in. They'll pass censorship laws like they did in Hong Kong. They may inspire protests from the Taiwanese people, but guess what? That's not very effective when you're dealing with a aggressive communist government. Ask Hong Kong. How'd that work out for them? How'd all those protesting go? I'm in no way denigrating the protests of Hong Kong. They were necessary and important. They just didn't work because the force that they're up against is totalitarianism. It's communism. It's the same force that crushed 10,000 people into dust and washed them down the drain in Tiananmen Square. So maybe it'll be combined with a military assault, but there's no need to destroy the factories that build your computer chips when you can just put your own people in charge of them. That's not that hard. It can be hard to protest when you're locked down because of COVID-19. It's all very convenient. When we get back, I'm going to show you a video of one of our American oligarchs talking about how much he admires China and how we should actually be more like them. Very interesting reason why, though.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time. time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll go to your calls in just a moment. I want to play a video first. You know, we surely spend a lot of time revisiting, going back over and re-emphasizing this BlackRock buying up all of the houses story, right? So that's one that actually has made splashes in the normie world. You can ask your friend, even if they're totally disconnected from the news or the real news, at least. You can say, you hear the stuff about BlackRock buying up all the houses? And they'll be like, yeah, I did. It's horrible. It's like it's a visceral reaction sort of thing because it is so blatantly disgusting what they're doing. Nobody likes it. Nobody's for it. Do they not realize what the Great Reset is? Do they not understand what the purpose of all of this is? So to me, it's a very good entry point to go, hey, doesn't this sound bad that you have BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the entire world, buying up entire neighborhoods for the sole purpose of blocking ownership of homes, putting themselves in the center to where instead of paying towards something that you own and having a fortune at the end of it, you're paying them for nothing. They provide nothing. They're just inserting themselves in the middle of this interaction in order to take all of your money. Like, it's so blatantly evil, but it's like they don't understand that this has been the plan all along, that this is the Great Reset, that the people putting this into practice have announced this is their intention. They're letting you know, and then they're carrying it out and telling you there's nothing you can do about it, or telling you, no, it's not really happening. No, it's not really happening. This is the amazing thing. Because not only do you have BlackRock doing this, you also have Blackstone, another interestingly named organization, buying the Home Partners of America for $6 billion. You have BlackRock also at the forefront of this stakeholder activism concept, where not only are they using their assets to create a better world in their own vision, but they're demanding that anybody that they fund, these are the largest asset managers in the entire world, by the way, also adhere to this concept that's being pushed by the Rothschilds and the Pope, right? What about this? Top U.S. officials consulted with BlackRock as markets melted down. World's largest asset manager was central to the pandemic crisis response. Email and calendar records underscore that critical role. But the interesting thing, it happened before the pandemic or the economic crisis. BlackRock authored the bailout plan before there was a crisis. And now it's been hired by three central banks to implement the plan. So it's just amazing to me that all these people who can understand how dangerous and destructive the BlackRock model is, don't understand that it's part and parcel with the Great Reset, that all of the obedience that they're showing to the COVID-19 laws are directly contributing to BlackRock's ability to carry this off. BlackRock's also in charge of a lot of political movements. From Bloomberg, Canada needs to get 100 million people by 2100. This from BlackRock's Wiseman. If Canada wants to thrive in the 21st century, it needs to get bigger, according to BlackRock Inc. Mark Wiseman. It needs 100 million people. They're also in charge of trying to fund anti-gun proposals. So it's like, okay, this massive corporation is trying to maximize its profits, and it funds everything that you think is good. Like, what do you not understand about this? How do you not understand that the oligarchs that run these multinational corporations are taking you for a ride, and you are contributing to their ability to take over everything? And it's obvious what they're doing because they literally tell you. We're going to play a video now. This is the partner of Warren Buffett, who himself is like joined at the hip with Bill Gates, who himself is at the head of this Great Reset COVID response. All these guys are in it together. They're all friends with each other. They're all of the same ideology. So now listen to Warren Buffett's partner, Charlie Munger, praise China and talk about what he likes so much about their totalitarian communist regime. Here it is.
Charlie, you said communist China is doing all the things that we should be doing right now, and I can't help but think of what they've done to Jack Ma.
It amuses me, you know.
Well, what about what they've done to Jack Ma? He's kind of disappeared.
Well, yes, but Jack Ma is one of the swingers. So they just cut his... They said, the hell with you. He basically gave a speech when he said to a one-party state, well, you guys are a bunch of jerks, don't know what you're doing, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it better. And he was going to wade into banking and no rules and just do whatever he pleased.
He also bought
Chinese,
a lot of
the Chinese
people.
Communists did the right thing. They just called in Jack Ma and say, you aren't going to do it, Sonny. And I wish we had I don't want all of the Chinese system, but I certainly would like to have the financial part of it in my own country.
Although Ant Financial was bringing banking to a huge unbanked population.
So let me get this straight. The billionaire who's giving billions of dollars to anti-American groups in an attempt to completely change not just our country, but the very nature of humanity, by destroying the nuclear family and stop eating meat and just change everything about what it means to be human. These billionaires think, no, we know better, so we're going to fund these organizations that tear down your country and rebuild it in our vision. And he's praising the Chinese for disappearing Jack Ma because Jack Ma was what? Thought that he could do it better? Thought he was changing? I tell you what, I got to agree with Charlie Munger. I'm not a big fan of China and everything that they do, but they do get one thing right. When powerful people like billionaire businessmen think that they know better than the people of China and that they will use their influence and their money to bring about that change that they desire in contradiction to the will of the Chinese people and the Chinese government, China goes in, kills those people, and takes all of their money for themselves. I gotta say, Charlie Munger might be onto something. Charlie Munger might be onto something here. Maybe we could save this country if we act a little bit more like China in this regard. Maybe all those billionaires out there that think they know better than us and that are willing to use their power to destroy our nation, maybe they do need to have their assets confiscated and redistributed and their lives forfeit to the state. Great idea, Charlie Munger. Where do you sign up? I think it's a great pilot program. I think you'd be a great person to start with. What a brilliant idea. Like, what? Does this guy not understand what he just advocated for? Well, Jack Ma was a swinger. He's like all plastic. He's got all this like plastic surgery. He looks like a deformed goblin carved out of like cheese. And he's just like, all right, when billionaires go against the traditions of the state, they should be disappeared and killed. It's like, and I'm sorry, what do you do again? What is it that you're involved with? Warren Buffett? Munger? What is he saying? I agree. I guess I agree with him. You know, you get these billionaires, they think they're better than everybody else. They think they know what to do. They start spending their money in contradiction to the will of the people. Goodbye. Do away with you. Summon him in. How do you put it? Call him in and get rid of him. Brilliant, Charlie Munger. I think you'd be a great candidate for that. There you go. Communists did the right thing in muzzling Jack Ma. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So there you go. Charlie Munger advocating for his own disillusionment. He's telling us right now. He's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Probably looking around, he's like, yeah, America wouldn't be in this situation now if the American government cracked down on some of these people. I have to agree. We can start making a list. Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, George Soros. Let's crack down. Let's go full communist China in this regard alone, right? Regular people, they can say whatever they want, they can do whatever they want. But if you're a billionaire that's using your money to destroy what we in America have decided, you know, is the correct way of life. I agree with Charlie Munger. They should be eliminated, silenced, removed.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus,
has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. We go to your calls in the next segment. But first, I want to start with this. It's the latest from InfoWars.com, band.video. What is the 2030 spike? Again, you can find and share this, band.video, InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. What is the 2030 spike? Well, here it is.
Written by Colin Mason and originally published in 2003, the 2030 spike countdown to global catastrophe is primarily an environmental alarmist book, which discusses possible problems associated with the world population spike by 2030, where food, water, land, and other resources are made scarce by booming human reproduction. The book cites the United Nations to predict exhaustion of coal and oil deposits, growing deserts, shrinking farmlands, water shortages by 2025, and even wars over rivers by 2032, declaring that a nuclear world war over these resources is inevitable. He cites a speech by former President Bill Clinton where he called for, quote, a truly global consciousness, but questioned Americans' will to create a global government in the 21st century. Interestingly, as a bit of trivia, the 2030 spike was one of the 39 English language books found in the compound where Osama bin Laden was killed. In chapter 7, titled The Fourth Horseman, referring to widespread death by the sword, sickness, and famine, this zero-sum game view presented in the introduction is primarily used to argue against nation-states, patriotism, freedom of religion, and likens these to ethnic cleansing, considering them in the same breath, asking the reader to consider the consequences of such, quote, emotive issues, arguing that they must be extinguished to create the global consciousness. The most interesting and relevant portion of this chapter is when it discusses the possibility of, quote, designer diseases being used to kill off massive portions of the population, specifically gene-modified viruses that target and suppress the immune system of the infected. It also describes new technology, self-replicating microscopic nanobots, submarines, that swim in the bloodstream with the ability to attack viruses and assist the human immune system, while admitting that this technology could be used to create new, sinister biological weapons. Again, he cites Bill Clinton in early 2000 when he announced the American government's $500 million grant for nanotechnology research. Quote, nanotechnology is the new frontier and its potential impact is compelling. So almost 20 years before COVID-19 and the word coronavirus became a household name, the threat of bioengineered designer diseases hand-tailored to become highly infectious and suppress the immune system, along with nanotechnology that many believe are currently integrated into the COVID vaccines, were all being discussed in a book about controlling a spike in population, written by a former senator in the Australian Federal Parliament. Not to mention that that the spike protein in COVID-19 is one of its most distinctive features, helping the virus infect its host by latching onto healthy cells. I guess this is all just a weird coincidence. How could COVID-19 catch the world by surprise and blindside our healthcare systems? If even Osama bin Laden was reading about the possibility for an engineered bioweapon while hidden away from the world in his compound. So what's the solution to the 2030 population spike? A smaller population by any means necessary, where the ends justify the means. Because as Colin Mason points out, world war will be inevitable unless the global social engineers are given godlike power over every living thing and every natural resource on Earth. Only then will we have peace, and only then will we be free. As for me, I'll stand for the law of liberty and the free will God grants to all. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Do the most patriotic thing you possibly can ahead of July 4th this year. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second great American revolution, the revolution of the mind. Really a re-revolution, re-establishing, reigniting the fires of liberty that were lit back in 1776. InfoWarsStore.com helps support this bastion of freedom as we continue the struggle of humanity versus the demon kind attempting to enslave us. I have a lot of good videos to show you today. Rex Jones will be joining me in the third hour, but now we go out to your phone calls. Let's go first to Scott in Pennsylvania, who wants to talk about vitamins. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Fantastic. I just want to thank Alex and Dr. Group. That iodine and the selenium, those two together, it's quite mind blowing what it does. I've been taking a lot of it. I don't know, probably taking too much, probably. But, yeah, no, I just wanted to plug those two. And then also,
I think you need to take some more.
Probably will. There was a caller that called in, I'd say about last week. He talked to Owen. He was talking about cloning and about and I just thought that was so it's fantastical about how ritual abuse can really clone people. And because, you know, I don't watch any mainstream media. I don't watch, I barely go on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, because as soon as I turn it on, they send such negative messages. And I feel like, cloning, it's really almost a choice. I don't know if it's vitamin deficiencies or what it is, That's why I plugged iodine. But I feel like these cloning facilities are put into place by repetitive trauma.
Trauma can do it. Obviously, the Monarch program really took advantage of this, but it's a natural human psychological phenomenon of sort of being able to separate into different people, different personalities. It's a survival technique, really, that humans are capable of bringing on.
And it's unlike, you know, we're not being conquered by, you know, as Alex mentioned before, by people who, you know, would like to, you know, better humanity, but we're being conquered by people who want to destroy everything. And it's, there was a caller that called in yesterday to your show that was from New York, and I thought he was an excellent caller, and he brought up, you know, it's about time for, you know, patriots to stand up, and he mentioned a sit-in and, you know, all of us getting our, you know, food and sitting in somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things I'm going to do today is play a video that I played early on in this program when we first started American Journal. I'm going to play the reenactment of the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech by Patrick Henry, because, of course, I played that after January 6th. But what you're pointing out is this message that rings true across the ages, across the centuries. And what it's telling us is you are at war whether you like it or not. You are in combat whether you like it or not. So you can bury your head in the sand. You can pretend it's not happening, or you can recognize it and stand up for yourself. And so those words from Patrick Henry, spoken to the second convention there in Virginia in 1775, I believe, ring just as true now as they did back then. And again, in that speech, it's like, we've tried petitioning. We have tried discussing this. We have tried asking for an ear to voice our grievances. And at every turn, we're met with basically a condescending smirk. And he's like, well, you think you're going to get anything else? You think the more we ask, it's going to get any better? No, they're just going to keep smirking at us. We ask them to do something, they send soldiers to suppress us. Why would we keep asking? Why would we keep acting like we're not in war when there is an army on its way to destroy us? And that's where we are now. Here in America and in Canada and all around the Western world, we're under total attack, usually from two sides. That is the corporate governmental control structure and the underclass legions of useful idiots there to carry out their bidding and destroy anybody who actually wants to be independent, who actually wants to stand up for themselves, who actually is Christian or any other religion that values human life. It's a two-pronged attack from above and below. And the sooner we realize that and start acting as if that is the case, the sooner perhaps we can reverse this situation. Thanks so much for the call, Scott, and thank you for the plug. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark. It was funny yesterday, Johnny and Jefferson, two of our regular callers, were sort of having a back and forth over claims, which is always fun. Sort of makes this more like a round table than a call-in show. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, and let me be clear. I mean, I consider Jefferson my Christian and InfoWars brother.
There's no friction here. Just some friendly disagreement. It's all about trying to get to the truth.
Right. Unlike leftards and especially libtards, we can have a difference of opinion and still love each other.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Yeah. So I think there's a very important conceptual distinction between the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which in the CDC article that I referenced yesterday, was shown by their own admission not to exist, and I'll get to that in a second. I didn't get to finish, so I understand Jefferson's concern. The pathogenicity of SARS-CoV-2, the existence of COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 causing COVID-19, and the media very cleverly tries to muddle them all together. So I'm here to disentangle it if I can get a few minutes to do so.
You have just under 3 minutes in this segment, and the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, hope you can hold me over.
3 minutes, make it count.
Okay, so I didn't get to finish it. Basically, the word virus was in quotation marks in that article, which I hope you read, by Dr. Tom Cowan. And the point was that what they had was just some mucus from supposedly, you know, people infected with COVID-19. But there's a section in that paper by the CDC called whole genome sequencing. And normally speaking, when you want to sequence a genome, which is basically a sequence of nucleotides, base pairs, that you you sequence them end to end. It's a long and laborious process, and sometimes when you want to see whether somebody has it or not, you use a PCR test. However, they use the PCR test to determine the very existence of the genome. So what they did was they had 37 base pairs, and they said, okay, here we are. These are 37 base pairs, and they filled in the blanks on the rest of the 29,903 base pairs. And they didn't, and there wasn't even universal consensus on it. They got a group of 34 virologists together in that paper. Cowan says there were about 20. It's actually about 34. I counted them, and they actually kind of did a kind of a vote on which one is it. And here's the reason why Alex and others think that, you know, it's a chimera virus. Because if I told you, okay, Harrison, go construct a genome using A's, G's, T's, and C's, which are the base pairs, you got to fill in. You get 37, and you have to do 29,903. It's pretty easy to use pre-existing known genomes and put them all in there.
Right.
But the way this doesn't even pass the sniff test is, if it was so cleverly engineered, why did they need all that statistical cheating? And despite that, didn't get it up to a new flu season. The answer is partly by Tony Robbins, a great video by him, which I think you actually played on the show, saying that COVID-19 basically was the decrease in flu, influenza A and influenza B.
Right.
And there you have the answer to why it looks like a chimera virus, because they had to sort of fill in the blanks, because nobody would believe a genome of 37 base pairs.
That's very interesting, and that does a great job of explaining it. Here's a headline to, you know, kind of emphasize what you're saying. Top experts say COVID-19 Delta variant symptoms are identical to hay fever and the common cold. Gee, I wonder why. Thanks for the call, Johnny. We'll be right back.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us, under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control.
We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Hydrofluorolytic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolytic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license, and our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping, 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide.
Nothing is safe, folks. Nothing is sacred.
That's on God.
There's an old meme. If you're aware of it. The old boomer meme. A fat white guy, flip-flops and a t-shirt with his apron on, spatula in his hand, drinking a beer, saying, I just want a grill. I just want a grill. World collapsing around him. Children being taught to hate him at school. His entire neighborhood being purchased by the world's largest asset manager and then rented back to him at a premium. Hey, but at least he can grill, right? At least he's got a nice, cool beer. Gay football on the TV, and a hot dog on the grill, and he's happy. I just want to grill. All I want to do is grill. You thought you were safe? You thought you were out of their reach? You thought they wouldn't come for your grill? War never changes, folks. From BusinessInsider.com, admit it, grilling is bad. That's right, folks. They're not even coming up with clever headlines anymore. Just grilling bad. Grilling double plus not good. Just because you can cook outside doesn't mean you should. Your grill is dirty, has poor temperature control, and lets fat drip into the flame. Indoor cooking is better, which is why that's the main way you cook. This is an opinion column. The thoughts expressed are those of the author. They're like, please don't attack us. We understand this is stupid. We understand this article is nonsensical, bullcrap that nobody wants to hear and nobody cares about. But it's not us. It's just the author. It's just this idiot that we're paying to write this article. Grilling bad, okay? Your grill is filthy. My grill's not filthy. I clean mine. Your grill has poor temperature control. I don't need great temperature control. I need fire and a steak. Like a man. And charcoal. Grills have the heating element under the food, which is stupid. Yeah, everybody knows flames go down. Duh. You put the flame above the food, and the flame hooks its way under. You secretly agree with me about grilling. Almost always, people often accuse me of being a contrarian. Who, me? Who, just the person who's coming out and telling you that grilling is bad and that you have to agree with me? People call me the contrarian. Almost always, these people are wrong. I hold the majoritarian position. Such as that mayonnaise is good, or that Joe Biden is a good politician who is likely to win the 2020 Democratic nomination. Well, this guy's clearly got his finger on the pulse of the nation here. How could we even argue with him? Grilling is bad, I'm convinced. I used to think I liked it. I used to think it was nice, standing outside, drinking a cool beer while you flip the burgers, watching the kids play in the yard. I thought it was fun, filling the neighborhood with the smell of the burning charcoal, standing there above an open flame. I used to think it was good. I used to think it was fun. I used to think the food was delicious. I was wrong, folks. I was wrong, and now I know better. Now this angel has come down to tell me that I was wrong, and that, in fact, grilling bad. Grilling bad. Grilling bad, Joe Biden, good. I am corrected now. Thank you so much for correcting me, for bettering my ill-formed ways. What would I have done without you? Probably continue to have a great time having parties in my backyard. Now I know better. Now I know better. Grilling bad. Business Insider reports grilling bad. Yeah. Football is gay. Grilling bad. What other things we've been taught this week from our betters? Incredible. Let's go out to the phone calls again. Alexandra in Alabama has a very interesting story about a side effect reaction to the vaccine. I've done some research in the break here. I may have some answers for you, but thanks for calling in, Alexandra. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. It's really good to share this experience with you.
Oh, it's good to hear from you.
I wanted to address the topic you talked about several days ago concerning people who took the death shot and broke out with shingles or herpes.
Right.
Well, 3 weeks ago, we had a contractor come to our home and take floor measurements. And during that time, he told us that he just got over being really sick with flu-like symptoms. And then he took the shots. A week later, my husband started developing these red bumps on his neck. And then as the days progressed, they got worse and worse. He developed a very high temperature of 103 plus, had severe joint pains throughout his body, tiredness, and flu-like symptoms. I then, after this time, was very frightened for his life. So I teleconferenced in with the frontline doctors in Houston, Texas. They saw the bumps and diagnosed him with chicken pox. And the doctor said that this is very rare for a person, you know, my husband's age, but it does occasionally happen.
Now, has he had chicken pox before?
Yeah, yes. He had chicken pox as a child. And then 5 years ago, he got the shingles shot. Well, the doctors gave him hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and an anti-inflammatory. Within 4 hours, his temperature was gone. All his body joint pain, which was severe, was gone. And now he's feeling so much better.
And this was recent. You mean the hydroxychloroquine and the other medicines
yes.
you mentioned? That was for the recent outbreak, not the shingles reaction later.
No, not the shingles, yeah, because he just got sick. And Tuesday, he started taking, this past Tuesday, the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin and the anti-inflammatory.
And that cleared it up within a couple of days?
Oh, no, 4 hours.
4 hours, okay.
Within 4 hours, because I was taking his temperature quite often, and the joint pain, which was severe, was gone. And I just want to add that we feel that the contractor shedded this,
right.
Or at least shedded something, and he caught it. And maybe it tried to turn into shingles, I don't know, but it gave him these chicken pox. And at the age of 68, you know, it's just very rare.
Yeah.
And the doctor said.
And chickenpox is nothing to a little kid, but the older you are, the more dangerous it can be to get these. So,
I just want to say the reason it didn't get that bad, I mean, he had the little spots all over, but it can get very bad. We are on Alex InfoWars Store vitamin D3, fish, we're just on practically almost every one of the supplements, and we have been for years. And he has a good immune system, but you know, this whatever that contractor shed it was really bad, and I'm starting to get sick now. And I'm waiting for my prescription to be filled because they wanted to put me on preventative hydroxychloroquine.
Well, that's probably not a bad idea. Tell you what, stay on the line, Alexandrix. I want to come back to you, and I'll fill in some of what I found just researching this as we've been talking and during the break about shingles and the vaccine, because that's incredibly troubling. Incredibly troubling. Stay with us.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week, I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. X3, 60% off free shipping double Patriot points running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Our caller, Alexandra, from Alabama says she and her husband did not receive the COVID vaccine, but they did have a worker come to their house who had recently been vaccinated. And shortly after his visit, her husband came down with a rash. They had it checked out. It was diagnosed as chicken pox, which is strange because he's had chicken pox before. Now, I just did some quick Googling here. I'll tell you what I found out. This is, of course, just from WebMD. Adults have a higher risk for developing complications from chickenpox than children. Those with weakened immune systems due to cancer, HIV, or other condition are also at risk. Once you've had chickenpox, the varicella zoster virus stays in your nerve cell for years. It can wake up and become active again years later. It can lead to shingles, a condition that causes painful blisters. Fortunately, there's a vaccine for shingles. Doctors recommend it for adults over 60. Now, her husband did receive the shingles vaccine years ago, but apparently now we've had a breakout. Here's from the Sun, rash horror. Shingles could be a rare side effect of COVID vaccine, docs discover. And they say, of course, you know, well, we can't be sure that this is what causes it. They say that 5 out of 6 patients who did develop shingles after the vaccine had an autoimmune disease. And that can be something as simple as rheumatoid arthritis. Autoimmune disease is autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases, AIIRD, can cause the immune system to attack certain part of the person's body, including the organs. People with AIIRD include those suffering from conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis. Many people with this condition will suffer swelling and joint numbness, which sounds like something Alexandra was describing her husband having. Millions of people across the UK have received the first and second dose of the Pfizer jab. They haven't released any information about patients coming down with shingles. But, of course, they are noticing that there's a correlation, maybe not a causation, or they're not confirming a causation, but we can assume. This from the American Academy of Allergy and Asthma and Immunology. Shingles following Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It's been reported on 6 patients with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases that developed shingles following an mRNA COVID vaccine. All responded well to antiviral therapy. 5 went on to receive their second vaccine without recurrence of shingles. Study: some COVID vaccines may reactivate shingles or herpes zoster. Now, this would be interesting and worth more digging into by itself if Alexandra's husband received the vaccine. The craziest thing is that he didn't, is that he was near somebody with the vaccine. So, Alexandra, did I relay things correctly? And I mean, do you think maybe, I don't want to get into medical, you know, personal medical stuff here, but, you know, if it was something like rheumatoid arthritis, you mentioned his joints being painful as a consequence of this. So it seems like perhaps shingles or chicken pox was somehow shed or reactivated because of some of the shedding that took place because somebody visiting you had the COVID vaccine. Is that right, Alexandra?
Well, yeah, because we won't take the death shot, but my husband does not have rheumatoid arthritis.
So it's not that, okay.
No, we exercise every day, and we walk, and he does his, you know, weightlifting. We're in excellent health, and definitely this is not due to any kind of arthritis.
Okay.
I just think whatever this contractor was shedding, it was due to that shot. And we did tell him, it sucks to be you, because, you know, he took the stupid shot and
right.
without even thinking of anything. And this was yesterday with Dr. Tenpenny. This was addressed, and she was like, well, we don't know anything about that right now, and I hope she does investigate this, you know, that people who are taking the shots are breaking out with you know, the shingles, or, you know, it's activating herpes or whatever.
Right.
But,
that's been reported on, but I haven't seen anybody report on the fact that that effect could be shed to somebody who didn't receive the vaccine. That
right.
That seems brand new to me.
Yeah, I know. That's why we found this so interesting.
Right.
You know, but my husband did get very ill. I mean, I really thought he wasn't going to make it.
Oh, my gosh.
Until we called frontline doctors. But that hydroxychloroquine killed it. Huh. And you know, we are on vitamin D3C, and we do take 50 milligrams of zinc. We did up it once he got sick. So,
Well, you know, it's a good thing that you are an info warrior and that you knew about this, because
you can only
imagine if you didn't even know that most people don't know the vaccine sheds. Like, they don't even know what that means. So you would have no, you know, you need that knowledge in order to make the connection between, okay, that guy got the vaccine, he came over here, we probably got it from him. Otherwise, you would just be like, it just popped up. Just, I got chicken pox all of a sudden, and you know, no idea why or how. You would have no way of connecting it to there. So, thank goodness you already sort of had the knowledge that you needed to make that connection to what exactly caused this. That's a very, very upsetting discovery that you've made.
And we don't know what these shots are shedding.
Right.
You know, but, you know, they're... He, like I said, we're in excellent health, and for this to happen to him and was shocking. It really was, but
wow.
It had to be something, because hydroxychloroquine killed it. I mean, it just wiped it out. And when I took his temperature 4 hours later, it was gone. He was just 98.6. He was normal, and we just looked at each other and said, "Oh my God, you know, it's a miracle."
Wow.
It really is. But you know, thanks to these doctors, and it's Dr. Stella Emanuel's place in Frontline Doctors,
yeah.
MDS in Houston, and they saved his life, I think. I really
wow.
do.
Well, that's amazing. Thank goodness that you guys knew what to look for and knew the right thing to do and the right people to call. That's, information saves lives, folks. I mean, that's really incredible. Thank goodness your husband's okay. I really appreciate your call and your support and you telling us this story, because this is vital information that people really need to know. Yeah, if you're vaccinated, folks, stay the heck away from me, would you please? I don't need that type of shedding. I don't need any type of shedding. Wow. Very, very concerning. And, you know, I'll just remind people, the Pfizer, I believe it was Pfizer, I think it was the Pfizer document, they actually sent out, you know, questionnaires where they asked, you know, have people who have not been vaccinated started seeing side effects? And if so, what are they? So it's like in their own questionnaires, they acknowledge that side effects to the vaccine can actually affect people who did not receive the vaccine. So this isn't speculation about the shedding. Something is being shed. Something is causing a spreading of whatever is in this vaccine to other people. That's confirmed by the pharmaceutical companies themselves. And now we're seeing the effect that it can have. COVID-19 vaccine possibly spreading the herpes virus in the form of chicken pox to people that don't even get the vaccine. That is incredibly troubling, folks.
I want to thank InfoWars, because we donate to InfoWars. We buy the products. If it wasn't for InfoWars team, you, Alex Jones and Owen and everyone else, you know, teaching people, getting this out there, and more people are waking up. I see it even in Alabama. You know, they're waking up and they're seeing what's really going on. I just thank InfoWars so much for all the information and the help and everything that you guys are doing.
Well, we thank you, because we would have no way of knowing about this if people like yourself didn't call in and tell us. And, you know, you're right. People are waking up. I was thinking about it yesterday. You know, we always say the sleeping giant of America, right? The sleeping giant. It's so true. And, you know, it's like Gulliver's Travels. It's like we're the giant that's been pinned down by the Lilliputians. And so waking up is just the first step, and waking up is waking up and then looking to your left and looking to your right and going, hold on, why am I being tied down here? Who has tied me down, and why, and how do I break these binds? So the giant is awakening and just now realizing it's being pinned to the ground. It's been bound and enslaved.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
But you know what I've always loved about InfoWars since long, long before I worked here is the unbridled, unapologetic celebration of America and what America means. You'll always see this, conservatives have trouble with branding, like conservatives aren't cool, like we don't know how to appeal to the younger generation or whatever. And then it's like, all right, take a look at some of the InfoWars shirts. Take a look at that shirt, my favorite one, Give Me Liberty, with George Washington with an AR-15, like an eagle flying. It's like, America's cool. America's cool, and you cannot deny that. Everything about America is cool, from its founding to its pioneering of global culture, just dominating around the entire world. America is awesome. And our founders were awesome. What they did was incredible. And so it's no surprise that the Info Warriors are such a wonderful collection of people. Give me liberty. That's my favorite shirt. On sale now for $17.76. Very appropriate. Softest shirt I've ever owned. A fantastic purchase for July 4th. Well, I mean, what is cooler than that? What is cooler than George Washington with a modern assault rifle? That says everything right there. And it's that branding, or it's that spirit that we try to embody that really, I think, attracts people to InfoWars, attracted me to InfoWars, and it makes it so easy to be in support of everything that we believe. Who's going to argue with us, right? Un-American people, communists, people who literally hate freedom, dislike humanity, want to control and dominate everything. Well, we don't want those people, so goodbye, fair riddance, have fun. Going to hell, right? We'll be over here having a great time, kicking ass, taking names, making no apologies, and continuing to celebrate the freedom for which this country was founded. So what a great time to celebrate that and to thank the InfoWars audience for being a part of this and understanding that you are the resistance, not falling for the lies, disinformation of the mainstream media who claim we're all sorts of horrible isms. Horrible ists that have nothing to do with our true ideology, which can be summed up in that speech by Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. We'll show you that video next hour when I'll be joined by Rex Jones here in this video with his father celebrating America. Full-throated celebration of the freedoms, the liberties that we Americans enjoy as our birthright. Truly incredible stuff. So not only do you keep us going with your support, with your sharing the links, with going to InfoWarsStore.com? We also rely on you for a lot of the stories that I report, whether it's on my Twitter DMs, in my email, or any other way that you reach out or calling in to this program. We receive such good tips and stories from the InfoWarriors. This really is a community project that we're engaged in. And it's taking 1776 worldwide, so of course, we've already heard some great calls today, and we'll go back to those calls in just a moment. First, I want to go to another viewer suggestion. It's a fan suggestion, a video sent to us. It's Dr. Fleming, Dr. Richard Fleming, talking about why COVID is the perfect bioweapon. Here it is, courtesy of one of our InfoWarriors American Journal fans.
Most people who think that weapons are used for the purpose of killing their enemy. The best weapon doesn't kill your enemy. It demoralizes your enemy. It devastates the enemy. I'm old enough that I had a Vietnam draft number. And the weapons that were chosen at that point in time were a smaller caliber, because it became apparent to us that if you shot and killed an enemy, you took one person off the battlefield. But if you maimed them, used a smaller caliber bullet, you took them and their friends off the battlefield as their friends tried to save you. The best weapon doesn't kill. It devastates and it demoralizes. That video showed an entire planet demoralized, devastated, locked down out of fear. If you think that SARS-CoV-2 was not an effective bioweapon, we can play this again. Masks were promoted from fear. Masks can decrease the transmission from one person to another. And if you're doing surgery with me, I will insist that you wear one. If you're not doing surgery with me, you won't be in the operating room. If you're wearing a mask in a car driving down the street, I'm not certain what you think you are doing. If you're doing surgery while you're in the car driving down the street, you're doing it wrong. All of that aside, what was clear was the panic that occurred in the general population. This divided families, churches, cities, states, countries, and nations against each other. This was a perfect bioweapon.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And, you know, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You don't win a battle by killing all of your enemies. You win the battle by getting all of your enemies to run away, by inspiring the fear in them that loses battles. And that's what they're trying to do with us now. They don't need to kill all of us if they can get us to surrender. But a victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. That means your capitulation, that means your domination requires your forbearance, right? The takeover of this country and the subjugation of you requires your participation, your agreement to go along with it. And that's all it takes. That's all they want. And they'll get it no matter how they have to scheme to do so. They can do it through coercion. They can do it through scientific consensus. They can do it through fear. They can do it through threats. But it only works if you give in. Vampire can only suck your blood if you invite him in the door. So as long as you resist, you win. That's as simple as it is. As long as you do not consider yourself vanquished, you're not vanquished. That's why we say liberty or death. Because those are the options. You can kill us, or we'll be free. But there's no in between. And the only way that they can truly enslave us is if they get us to enslave ourselves. If we can make that choice. We can bring ourselves down. Well, that's their only path of victory available to them. So that's what they're going for. So just know, even just by watching this program, even by just being aware of their propaganda and aware of their schemes, you're winning. We are winning right now. Like I said, the American giant has awoken, and it's now looking around and realizing it's bound to the earth. Now we're awake. Now we're looking around and realizing that we're bound. Now it's time to get up. Now it's time to start pulling at those binds. Start stretching and snapping those ropes keeping us to the ground. Get up off our back and to reclaim what's ours. So America is waking up now. They are realizing the predicament that they're in. That is just the beginning of the fight. That is just the first step towards ultimate victory. They require your capitulation. Don't give it to them, folks. Let's go out to one more phone call before we hit the third hour. We have David in California who has something to say about jellyfish. Thanks for calling in, David. You're on the air.
She's almost caught fire.
Hello?
I don't know how.
Uh-oh. All right, hang up. He doesn't realize that he's on. He's talking to somebody else. I'm sorry, David. Don't want to air your personal conversation there. All right, leave David. Maybe David will come back. Sounds like maybe he was taking another call. Let's go quickly to Angus in Pennsylvania. Spirituality versus Wi-Fi signals. This is, I love this. Go on, Angus. Well, what do you have about this?
Sure, man. You know, what we have today happening, believe it or not, it sounds ridiculous, is a replacement of spirituality with Wi-Fi. That's why Elon Musk is sending up satellites and all these things. That's why there's 5G, 4G, whatever. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what it is. And the reason this is happening, if you look at Satanism, it's mathematics. Okay, the devil in the Bible was described as a person that had Lucifer with the pipes that play. He was a computer. Okay, he was actually a computer. So he was the first cloud-based voice service like Alexa. You know, I like to make quick points, but when you have people putting millions of dollars into putting satellites up, you have to think about this.
Yeah, that's that is extremely interesting. That's not where I expect you to go with that, but I think that's fascinating. I mean, what AI is a semblance of humanity without a soul. So you want to talk about the devil? That sounds an awful lot like it.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity,
with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, they're just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Recently, we went to the Far East with a group of American scientists who are involved in a new kind of detective work. They're virus hunters, looking for the next big killer. They're finding that new viruses are leaping from animals into man in surprising ways. Dr. John Epstein and Dr. Peter Daszak are virus hunters, traveling the remote corners of the earth for the Consortium for Conservation Medicine. That's a partnership of schools, including Harvard, Tufts, and Johns Hopkins, along with the U.S. Wildlife Health Center and the Wildlife Trust. It's an American program looking for viruses on the far side of the planet.
Okay, how do these diseases pass into a place that seems to be completely unrelated? With the increase in global travel, with the increase in trade, with the increase in human activities all over the world's becoming a very small place. So just because there may not be Nipah virus in America right now doesn't mean that a similar virus can't emerge there, or that other unknown diseases can't pass from wildlife into people in America.
And they're exploring places like this because most new viruses infecting man are coming from the wild.
No, in fact, almost 75% of the emerging diseases in humans actually come from animals, wildlife or domestic animals. So normally, you need to go to those wildlife species and look for the virus there.
Daszak told us that if this kind of work was done decades ago, it might have changed the history of AIDS.
Well, with HIV, we're looking at a virus that emerged from chimpanzees in Africa sometime in the last century. That virus emerged into one single person hunting chimpanzees. It was a single person event. Wouldn't it be amazing to go back there in time and to see that virus actually emerge and say, hey, wait a minute, don't butcher that animal. You're going to have a virus that then goes on to kill 40 million people.
And that's what you're hoping to prevent.
Exactly that. We're looking for really the next HIV, the next SARS.
Their search for the origin of Nipah is based on a hunch. Nipah is similar to a virus found in giant Australian bats. There's a similar bat called a flying fox here on Tiaman, and Epstein is here to catch them to see if they have the virus. Down the coast, near the beach, there they were, flying foxes, sleeping, shrouded in their 3-foot wings.
Careful.
Yeah, ready?
Oh, I've got another one, Jim.
Where is it?
Here.
Get the net up, please.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, where's the other one?
Well, this one's pretty tangled.
Bagging bats turned out to be the easy part. Epstein anesthetizes the bat. He takes tiny pieces of the wing and some blood, and then he swabs around those needle-like teeth.
And what does the swab in the mouth tell you?
One of the places that we believe, that we actually know Nipah virus is present, is in the saliva. We found it on a piece of fruit that was being eaten by a bat. We actually found real virus.
And that piece of fruit may well be the missing link in the mystery of how a bat virus came to kill more than 100 people.
What obviously happened here was fruit bats were feeding in these trees and somehow dropping bits of fruit into the pig pens. The pigs would eat them and then get infected. That's what we think happened here.
The bats don't seem to carry enough virus to infect people, but the pigs became virus incubators, amplifying the virus billions of times and then coughing and sneezing on the farmers. Nipah has probably been around for millions of years, so why didn't this happen before? Because the bats are on the move today, chased out of their natural habitat by man.
Because of forest fires?
Yeah, forest fires and deforestation, slash and burn agriculture. And fruit bats were seen here for the first time in many years. And obviously if you're a fruit bat, you see a very healthy mango tree, you'll just come down and start feeding. Careful.
There he is.
Okay. On Tiamen, Epstein netted 72 bats in all. Of those, 4 tested positive for Nipah exposure. That's a little over 5%. They found the source and the path of the pathogen, from a tiny number of bats to pigs to man.
When we talk about wildlife diseases that jump into humans, it's a universal story. It doesn't just happen in Malaysia with Nipah virus. It happens in China, it happens in North America, and by understanding some of the ecological factors that drive disease emergence, some of the factors like human activities that bring people closer to wildlife, that place stress on wildlife, that...
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you hear that noise? That is the Sleeping Giants alarm bell. That is InfoWars, band.video, telling America, wake up before it's too late. My name is Harrison Smith. Rex Jones sits beside me. Welcome to the show, Rex.
Thank you, Harrison. Again, I'm so happy to be here.
Love having you here. Very excited to see what you came prepared this time, I see.
Just a little bit. I'm planning on, when I come on next week, to have some TikToks that we can react to.
Oh, good.
But unfortunately, as I was going through my compilation, I realized that all the 9-year-olds are constantly cursing.
Yes.
So, of course, we can't have that on the radio.
Okay. Well, but next week...
Next week, we'll have praised TikTokers.
Oh, good.
Today, I really wanted to talk about the Orwellian, nightmarish, 1984-esque speech that President Xi gave about the Great Wall of Steel and the CCP's 100-year anniversary.
Good, because I have not covered this. Yesterday was the 100-year anniversary, supposedly, of the Chinese Communist Party celebrating their successes over, you know, the forces of...
Mm-hmm.
Innocent, unarmed protesters and...
Of course.
You know, farmers and...
Nothing
peasants.
Bad happened in China in 1989.
No,
it was
nothing
all good.
At all. Yes, it was. I'm sure of it. I haven't covered this at all. I know CNN gave a glowing review of Xi's speech. I know he said some very aggressive things about the conflict between America and China, but I didn't actually watch the speech and I haven't reported on this yet. So tell us what this is all about, Rex.
Well, I really wanted to use this as a jumping off point to talk about the cognitive dissonance we have in America, thanks to our controlled media, thanks to our controlled entertainment industry, thanks to our controlled sports industry. Americans really don't know how lucky and free we are.
Right.
And when it comes to a country like China that's celebrating their 100-year anniversary, 100 years of death, destruction,
imprisonment, slavery,
evil communism, name it. When it comes to that, this should be publicly decried by everyone. But instead, it's applauded by CNN and MSNBC. President Xi gave a speech talking about China's rise as a historical inevitability, and he said that they will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Anyone that dares to try will find their heads bashed bloody against a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people.
That's what he said, huh?
What do you think about that, Harrison? What do you think about that statement? Because to me, that sounds like a threat. And the fact that we as a nation, we as a country, we as a people are not publicly out in force protesting against these people instead of buying their products and being their slaves, giving them our money, giving them our economy, that's the only reason why they're successful, Harrison.
That's what jumps out to me is he's like, the rise of China was inevitable. No, the rise in China was 100% carried out by
100%
banking interests here in America.
It started with Nixon. It started with American companies being able to go over there, cheap labor, basically slavery, you name it. They created an Orwellian system that it was a Trojan horse, a trap. They're like, companies, come over here. We have cheap labor. We'll help you. But in reality, they're just taking over.
Yeah, absolutely. And the rise was not inevitable. It was carefully planned and carried out by forces even more powerful than the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, the foundation of the Chinese Communist Party, long before Nixon ever got involved, was carried out by the same banking interests that are now attempting to carry out the Great Reset here in America. So it's an absurd statement to say that the rise of China is inevitable, but incredibly troubling, essentially saying if we attempt to step in any way, curtail their inexorable growth, they will shatter our brains.
The crazy thing to me, Harrison, is that the American media and the American people are so unaware of the evils of the Chinese Communist Party. They're so unaware that they go out and they protest in the streets. They yell, they scream, they loot, they riot, they burn things. They protest against America because they think that America is the greatest evil in the world. They call white people colonizers. They say that destroyed everything when, in fact, Europeans have brought culture everywhere. That they say that it must end, that we must return to a more natural, spiritual time. We're all living in communes and villages and being kumbaya together and having spiritual talks about the grass and the bison.
Right.
When, in fact, they ignore and they've been taught to ignore the Orwellian technocracy of the CCP.
Right.
This is a nation. China is a nation that has 3 million people in concentration camps. China is a nation that runs factories where American goods are made cheaply, where they have suicide nets to prevent the workers from killing themselves. China is a place where you do not know the meaning of democracy. You do not know the meaning of a constitutional republic. You do not know the meaning of freedom because your entire existence there, you are a slave. Not one instant of a Chinese man or woman's life, a Chinese person's life is spent in freedom. Not one instant. When in America, we are so decadent and so blessed and so spoiled that we think we're oppressed.
Right, right. And of course, I played a video earlier today of Warren Buffett's business partner celebrating, extolling the virtues of the Chinese Communist Party. Nike earlier, I think this week, said Nike is a Chinese company. They said we are of China and for China. So not only are people celebrating China and all of its wonderful accomplishments, you know, built on the mass graves of their, you know, unknown peasant class they just slaughter in order to carry this out. But they're, you know, the corporations, the media, the oligarchs actually trying to implement the Great Reset love China. Now,
of course, it's the model country for them.
Right.
It's what they want.
Right. Because we've seen that, you know, hey, totalitarianism works when you want to get rid of dissidents. It's very, very effective. And what I think needs to be emphasized is not, okay, China is doing really well, therefore we need to be like China in order to beat them. We need to take the route that we took in the Cold War.
We need to go back to being America. Because right now, we're not really America. We're kind of diet America, America light. This weird system where, oh, we can't do anything because it's racist and sexist.
We're rainbow America. Things.
Yeah, the rainbow America. The new age America.
Mm-hmm.
The spirituality America. The zodiac sign America. Or, oh, I'm a potato.
You know what's so funny? China calls homosexuality a mental illness, and they put you on drugs if you say you're gay.
Of course, and the same companies that have the pride flag as their logo in June are in China.
Yeah.
It's this double standard that I don't understand. You get these 13 to 19-year-old girls on TikTok and Twitter and Snapchat going, I'm going to cancel you. That's racist. But they're wearing Nikes. They're filming with their iPhone, and they're in full support of China because they don't understand. They don't get it. That everywhere else in the world is a crap hole compared to the United States. Europe is overflowing with refugees. Africa's destroyed by China. They've bought it.
They're colonizing it.
They've bought it. South America is run by gangs and it's a hellhole. Most Asia's pretty bad. China's evil. Japan's pretty cool. I mean, where else is there to go? As Americans, we're taught to hate Russia, but Russia isn't that bad.
No, it really is amazing. John Cena apologizing, obviously. What's
disgusting.
His name? LeBron James. I mean, everybody is kowtowing, which is a funny word by, in and of itself, because that is a Chinese concept of showing submission to kowtow, right? That's literally an aspect of Chinese culture that we're adopting here. Mm-hmm. We're adopting this idea of kowtowing to your superiors.
I read this fascinating book that my Chinese teacher gave to me in freshman year of high school. I still have it. I might bring it in here. It's called It's All Chinese to Me, and it's about Chinese cultures and customs. Their way of life is so alien and different to ours that it's not compatible.
Are you not going to enjoy the dog meat festival this month?
President Xi,
you don't like eating
is
dogs?
A stunning and brave leader. When I support him, I support the CCP. I support the glorious thousand-year reign of China forever.
I like how he likes honey.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, he likes
They've banned Winnie the Pooh in this country because he looks like their leader. And you got 14-year-old white girls on Twitter that are crying about racism in America when they're running concentration camps.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great point here on the what an interesting sort of cross-section where we are. Days away from July 4th, where we celebrate the founding of this great country and the invention of human rights as we know them and democracy in a representative republic versus yesterday, the 100-year anniversary of the most oppressive totalitarian regime the world has ever seen. And here we are right
in the middle of it. We caught you, dirty American. You visit Ban.Video.
Don't do it, folks. You go to Ban.Video, it makes Winnie the Pooh very mad. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't do it.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that will blow you away on sale right now. X2, that's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's Tri-Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Rex Jones sits next to me. We will go to your phone calls momentarily, but we're not quite done talking trash about China. Now, Taiwan has been in the news quite a bit over the last several weeks. I was just reading a story today about Japan warning of a potential surprise attack on Hawaii, and Japan and the Philippines are doing military drills with the assumption that China is on the cusp of invading Taiwan. China's flown jets over Taiwan in a threatening display. When American officials were there in Taiwan, they staged a practice ground invasion of the island. So things are heating up around Taiwan. China is looking to make good on some of its threats that it made during its speech yesterday, celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the Communist Party there.
We better pray that President Trump or someone else like him gets in office pretty soon, because if it doesn't happen – if it doesn't happen in this next election, we're done.
Right.
Because they know we're weak right now. They know Joe Biden is weak. They know he's not there. And they're doing everything they would never do when Trump was in office right now.
Right.
They're doing everything. They're being extra, extra right now. The Chinese leader vowed to utterly defeat Taiwan independence during his speech. Utterly defeat. He wants to reunite Taiwan with the mainland, just like he reunited Hong Kong with China.
Right.
And, of course, we saw what happened there. The pro-democracy July 1st celebrations that they've been having for decades immediately shut down, police patrolling the streets, looking for anyone and everyone to arrest.
Shut down dissident newspaper, Apple.
How do Americans not know about this? They know about Putin and Russia, which has a population of 100 million, has like the economy of less than Italy.
Yeah.
But
less than Texas.
Yeah. I mean. But we're afraid of them. We're not afraid of the billion plus strong CCP,
who's currently colonizing Africa and has already taken over Hong Kong and is threatening Taiwan and is moving on the border with India and is threatening Japan and is in league with North Korea. Yeah.
Absolute insanity. And of course, the Chinese government, not the Chinese people, because I feel bad for them. The Chinese government is the most homophobic, most transphobic, most racist. I'm speaking in liberal terms for the liberals. But most racist, most homophobic, most transphobic, most sexist, most bigoted government in the world. And they're one of the most powerful. But it's not talked about because American businesses do business over there, so it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's literally all positive. They cannot help but sing the praises of China. And again, just to emphasize, it's like, yes, China is expanding rapidly. It's something you can do when you have total control over a population. But they have no freedom. They have no quality of life. They have no ability to get ahead if they don't conform and submit to the system that they're in through the social credit score.
What people don't understand about the United States of America, and because we don't have civics classes anymore, I'm tripping over my words today, because we don't have civics classes anymore in school, because kids aren't educated and taught properly, people don't understand. The American government, the American system of government was designed to work terribly, so change could only happen very slowly.
Right.
That's how our system is built. That's why we have three branches of government, and they all fight with each other like a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
So change doesn't happen too fast, because in a democracy or a one-party state, a one-party system, stuff can happen really, really quick.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. You don't want to radically change your country every 2 years.
Right.
That's why only one-third of the House or the Senate are up for re-election in a certain year. That's why, because we don't want change to happen too quickly, because we are supposed to be a free people. Mm. And to be a free people, change needs to happen slowly, gradually, over time, not rapidly instituted by everybody at once.
Yeah, yeah, and controlled by a single dictator for life, as China is. Yeah, utterly despicable. I also feel bad for the Chinese people. I mean, the suicide nets alone, it's like, so not only are you putting somebody in a situation where they feel like death is their only escape, you're then taking that away from them. Like, you're putting them in a situation where they want to commit suicide, and then you're not even letting them take that route out of existence. Like, my God, how evil could you possibly be?
The thing I don't understand is black people that think America is so bad, go to China. Have fun. Have fun. I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you a Chinese creation myth that I learned in Chinese class. And this is true. This is how they see race in China, all right?
Okay.
So God is a baker, okay? White people are undercooked. Oh. Chinese are just right, and black people are overcooked.
They got burned. They got burned in the
oven. That's how they see race in China, okay? That's how they see you. If you're white, they see you as undercooked. If you're black, they see you as burnt. Which place do you want to live in? Which place is more systemically racist, China or here, okay? I'm not saying America doesn't have problems. We do have issues. We're not perfect. No government, no country will ever be perfect. But this is still the only country in the world where you have a right to bear arms, a right to free speech, and the right to be free in some kind of spiritualistic, greater-than-yourself sense. Our rights are given to us by God. Not by the government, not by a person, not by a prime minister or a grand vizier or a pharaoh or a king. Our rights are given to us by God. In China, there is no God. The state is the God.
Right. Right. And, you know, I was thinking about the Second Amendment, because America is the only country with the First Amendment. We're the only country with the Second Amendment.
You tell people that, and they're like, that's not true.
Yeah, but it's like, no, it's 100% true.
It's 100% true.
100%, and it manifests in interesting different ways. But I think what people maybe don't understand about being able to be armed and being able to defend yourself is that that is dignity.
100%.
You can't be forced to do something you don't want to if you're armed and can fight back. You have dignity when you're allowed to be armed. You have dignity when you're allowed to defend yourself. When you can be imposed upon, when you can be attacked and have to just sit back and take it. Mm-hmm. If they can abuse you at will, they are robbing you of what it is that makes you a human being. Well, and it robs you of dignity.
It all comes down to what makes this country great, and what made this country great was property rights. Mm. It was, I have private property. This is my land. I'm not a serf. I don't have to pay a lord to be on this land. This is my land. This is a big country. There's room for all of us.
I own
this property. And what they're trying to do now is make us all rent.
Right.
Make us not own land, make us not own things, make us serfs again. That's what they want.
Well, such a good point, because, you know, one of the big stories about China this year was that guy saying about how he basically forced a bookstore owner to host Xi Jinping. And he called the store owner arrogant. That was so arrogant for him to deny the vizier of China, the emperor of China. But it's like, no, that's the point of America. That's his store. He gets to decide who he hosts there. And you can be a Martian, you can be Christ himself, you can be the president for life of China, and this regular American citizen outranks you, right?
That's
Go get stuff. I don't have to do anything
say. You,
incredible. That's an incredible thing.
It's truly beautiful, and people don't understand this anymore because they're all concerned about equity and social justice. No, we have private property here. Do you understand? The government can't tell you what to do on your land. You are the king of your own castle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful American freedom concept that is lost on the younger generation because they do not understand what it is like in other regions of the world where they can just take it from you.
Yeah, yeah. People think that when you talk about property rights, you know, your concern is like, I really want to own a fast car. No, no. It's about dignity. It's about being a human being.
Exactly.
It's about having a sovereign oversight over your life and what happens.
The state didn't give me this car. It's my car. I can do what I want with it. I can drive it. I can light it on fire. I can throw 10 clowns in it. It's my right. President Xi does not get to decide.
And you can only have that type of property right. You can only have that type of independence if you have a moral and upstanding society. And what we're seeing now is as the morals degrade and as our ability to police ourselves degrade, that has to be taken over by a totalitarian government.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorolithic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolithic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July. The double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeover is trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world that realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, Jesus Christ, when he came to earth, he gave us one commandment. Yeah. And that commandment was to vaguely love each other and to be accepting and tolerant of all kinds of devious and evil behavior.
That's exactly right. I heard that at my church. You walk through the rainbow-colored doors, and they're there to tell you exactly what Jesus said. He said, love everyone, judge nobody, and that was it. It's interesting. The Bible, I don't know if you know this, one page long.
The Bible. It's only one page. And God is non-binary, says Church of England's first trans woman priest. The Church of England's first ever trans woman priest has declared that God is non-binary and questioned whether he is just genuinely like a guy. Interesting. It's interesting how they can't just leave us alone. They can't just do their own weird thing in their own weird little corner of society. It's interesting how they have to come and corrupt institutions that they don't like. Because ultimately, it's not about tolerance. It's about acceptance. And if you don't accept me, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. And it is true. I mean, they really don't make any of their own stuff. Like, they, you know, it's a parasitic relationship where they want you to respect everything they believe, and not just respect it, but believe it and encourage it. But if you think differently, you're evil and you must be destroyed.
Well, that's right, because calling someone a racist now has more power than calling someone a pedophile. Think about that. Calling someone a racist now has more societal implications and ramifications than calling someone a pedophile. Because if you call someone a racist in today's day and age, in 2021, even with zero proof, especially if you're a minority and especially if you're a woman, you can get that person fired, make them get divorced, make them lose their family, make them lose custody of their kids, make them lose their job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, make them kill themselves because they have nothing to live for anymore. But if you're a pedophile, oh, I'm a minor attracted person, okay? I'm a minor attracted person, and I'm just doing my thing, man. I'm part of the LGBTQAIP community. That's where we're headed.
Now, it's clear, obviously, they're trying as hard as humanly possible to normalize pedophilia, a big story in a major American newspaper this
week.
The Washington Post.
I've read it. We were talking about this off air during the break. You have not. It is truly, truly wild. All right. So this woman is advocating for of course, she takes her whole family, her young children. She takes them to Pride parades. Right.
Yeah.
And she's advocating for kink at Pride. And if you don't know what that is, that's men fisting each other, dancing around in circles. That's men and women engaging in pup play, which is the leather pup mask where they think they're an animal and they're having sex with each other.
Spanking,
whipping, flogging, all kinds of disgusting, grievous sexual actions being shown to children. And of course, this isn't consenting adults doing their own thing in the privacy of their own home. They're doing it in front of your children, and they're saying, you must show your kids this. You must bring your kids to Pride parades, because if you do not, you are a homophobe.
Yeah.
If you do not show your children a prolapsed anus in the middle of metropolitan New York, you are a homophobe. Stop laughing. It's not a laughing matter, okay? Do you understand that these people have been oppressed? They couldn't get married, Harrison! They couldn't get married! And you don't want to show your kids their beautiful and gorgeous lifestyle so that they can take it up? In the article, it talks about pleasure and how pleasure is good and how kids need to understand that pleasure is okay. I think that's great. Fisting for 9-year-olds, Harrison!
You remember the guy, I can't remember who, it was another major publication, transgender guy saying, yeah, men should be allowed in women's bathrooms because little girls are kinky too.
Of course. See, here's the thing you don't understand, Harrison, because you're a bigot and you're a racist and you're a homophobe. This is the new normal, and if you don't get behind this, you are part of the problem. See, this is all part of the campaign to weaken and demoralize our country so that eventually a foreign power like the Chinese can take over, because we'll be so dumbed down and weak and domesticated and broken, just like the late Romans were, that will be easy to conquer.
Hey, Rex, do you trust science?
Gotta follow the science.
You gotta follow the science, right? Well, I have some science that you might be interested in. Sexual debauchery leads to the collapse of a civilization within three generations. It's a scientific study. Oxford anthropologist J.D. Unwin studied 86 societies and civilizations to see if there was a relationship between sexual morality and human flourishing. What did he find? Well, he found that sexual immorality basically corresponded 100% negatively with civilizational advance
and
accomplishment.
Well, I'm going to stop you right here. Is this from Dr. Fauci from the NIH? Because if it's not, it's racist!
I don't think it is. I doubt they would come out with this. It's from a Twitter account called Foundation Dads, who writes this entire thread saying sexual ethics and restraints he defines in two categories, prenuptial and postnuptial. This is measured on a scale from complete sexual freedom to, quote, remain a virgin until married, right? Nuptial is getting married. So how chaste you are before getting married, and then what your sex life is like after you get married. So postnuptial would be how easy for it is it to get a divorce? How many wives can a man have? How faithful are the women expected to be? What did he found? The single most influential factor in achieving a civilizational achievement is prenuptial chastity. If people were expected to remain virgins until they were married, the culture was more likely to have all the markers of human flourishing. They were more likely to be an advanced civilization.
Harrison, with all due respect, we're entering a new age, okay? The age of TikTok.
The age of being a bug.
The age I spend too much time on TikTok because it's like a car crash. You can't look away.
Right.
And the things that I'm seeing on that app are truly disturbing. Truly disturbing, the sexualization of minors, the sexualization of everybody, really. Everyone needs to feel like a prostitute now, and I don't understand it. Everyone needs to jiggle their butt in front of a screen for 40-year-old men. I don't get it, but this is the world we live in. This used to be a Christian nation. This used to be a place where God was considered holy, where we were supposed to follow the Ten Commandments and follow the teachings of Jesus. And there are many teachings of Jesus. There isn't just one where it's like, hey, man, we should just love each other, dude. It's like cool.
Jesus said don't judge, and that's all he
Jesus
said.
Jesus said don't judge, man. Well, he also said to be a good freaking person.
Right.
He also said to not engage in debauchery. He turned people away from that lifestyle. He didn't lead them into it.
Right, right. They're like, well, Jesus hung out with prostitutes. It's like, yeah. When they repented, when they decided to change their ways, when they gave up their life of sin and misery and joined up with the moral side.
Of course. But
that's the beauty of Christianity,
Harrison,
is that there's forgiveness.
Harrison, the thing you don't understand is that when I have children, I'm going to take them to a library to get books read to them by a 45-year-old pedophile wearing a dress with a rock-hard Viagra erection.
Dressed up like a demon.
They're going to sit on his lap, and they're going to learn about tolerance and acceptance.
But, you know, once again, it's all about personal choice, and it's about having a society that you don't have to place restrictions on. Because you can go the opposite way, and it creates a whole other host of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the Catholic Church has such a problem with pedophiles? Well, if you tell everybody that sex is wrong no matter what, and that being a pedophile is no worse or better than just having sex with a grown woman, guess what? You have issues. Why is Utah like the number one state for searching homosexuality on porn sites? Because Mormons are extremely rigorous about saying no sex at all. You don't even talk about it. You're not even allowed to kiss or hold hands with a woman until you're, you know, married to her, which is outrageous. So
there is a happy medium between
exactly.
the two. And I get what you're saying. We don't need to be uber totalitarian. You're assigned a wife state.
Right.
We also don't need to be. Here's the multiracial pedophile that your children are going to learn economics and racism from as they sit on his lap. There's a happy medium where there's societal norms, but not societal rules.
Right.
Okay. And that's where we used to be until the 80s and 90s came along and the sexualization began. It was a slow burn, and now it's a bonfire. and your children are in that bonfire and they're being burned actively. They're screaming in pain. They're being mutated and deformed sexually because of the pornography, because of the debauchery, because of the pedophilia. They will feel the pain, not you, and that's why you have to save them.
It's so true. It's
God help us all, because yeah. Things are going to get really bad when the kids that are 5 years old now are 25.
Yep. From what they're being taught, God only knows what their lives will be like.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week, I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is bound in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. X3, 60% off free shipping and double Patriot points running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. American Journal will be off on Monday. The Alex Jones Show will be live, but American Journal and War Room will be rebroadcast of some earlier shows, some of our highlight shows. So it'll still be a good show on Monday, and we'll pre-record a little message for you. So there will be some new content on Monday, but I'm looking forward to the three-day weekend. You got any plans for July 4th, Rex?
You know, I think my dad was supposed to be at the border for longer than he ended up being. Like, he came back early, and I think we canceled our cookout plans. I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll do something, but as of now, I am in the dark.
All right. Well, we'll light up that dark with some fireworks. In the American tradition, folks, you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Making a purchase, the July 4th Super Sale is on now with new products every single day. You had a product that you were wanting to talk about.
I personally am loving the Survival Shield X3. Okay, I have a long history of InfoWars supplements. My dad has like this crazy collection of them at the house. He takes them religiously, tried to make us take them religiously as kids. But I've only really stuck to three, which would be the krill oil. I take some of the pre-workout, and I like the Brain Force.
You like the Fizzy Magnesium.
I like the Fizzy Magnesium, too, but that's a new addition. I'm just talking about my top three picks of all time.
Okay.
But I'm adding in a new addition because I've finally really tried the iodine and been consistent with it, and holy cow, am I noticing a difference. It makes you feel so much better energy-wise, and I'm noticing a change in my body composition because, of course, iodine helps with thyroid regulation, which helps with your hormones and your weight. So I'm noticing that kind of that stubborn, insulin-resistant kind of fat is starting to go away ever since I've started taking the iodine. That's why I'm really a big fan of it. It helps your metabolism work better.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I didn't know about. Most people don't know about the energy effect. I had a friend who, when I first started working here, he bought X2, and he said he slept an hour less every night because of the X2.
It is phenomenal.
That's crazy.
It's almost too strong. I take half a dropper. The full dropper is too much. Take half, you'll save your supply. Trust me, because this stuff is so high quality. It's not the iodine they get from seaweed. It's from deep in the earth.
Right, right.
They drill for it. It is phenomenal. It's the best thing I take. It's one of the things I take religiously, along with the Fizzy Magnesium, the krill oil, the Brain Force, and the pre-workout. Those are my top five. If you are going to get into supplements, and if you're young, and if you're looking for energy, you're looking for youth, you're looking for health, you're looking for that thing to give you an extra kick, get the iodine. It's not a stimulant. It helps your body and your brain create your own stimulants. That's why I love it so much.
Very good stuff. Available now on sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we're going to close out today's show with a very special message from back in time. Our forefathers had this to say: give us liberty or give us death. Here it is.
Mr. President, the chair recognizes Mr. Patrick Henry, delegate from County Hanover.
No man, Mr. President, thinks more highly than I do of the patriotism as well as the abilities of the very honorable gentleman who has blessed the House. But different men often see the same subject in different lights. And therefore, I hope I will not be thought disrespectful to those gentlemen if, entertaining as I do opinions of a character opposite to theirs, I speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. This is no time for ceremony. The question before the House is one of awful moment to this country. For my part, I consider it as freedom or slavery, and in proportion to the magnitude of the subject, ought to be the freedom of the debate. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which the gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves and the House. Is it that insidious smile with which our petition has lately been received? Trust if not, sir, it will prove a snare to your feet.
He acts as though he was afraid to speak out.
Suffer not yourselves to be betrayed by a kiss.
Your Excellency, I have just come from the church. Patrick Henry is making a speech in the
Very well.
I see no reason for further delay. You have your orders and arrest him.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with the warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjection, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask the gentleman, sir, what means this martial array if its purpose be not to force us into subjection? Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain any enemy in this quarter of the world to call for all this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us, and they can be meant for no other. They were sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry had been so long forging. And what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer upon the subject? Nothing. We have held the subject up to every light of which it is capable, but it has been all in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? And what terms shall we find which have not already been exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves longer. We have done everything that could be done to avert the storm that is now coming on. We have petitioned, we have remonstrated, we have supplicated, and we have prostrated ourselves before the throne and implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry and parliament. Our petitions have been slighted. Our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the court. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the vain hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have so long been contending, if we mean not to basely abandon that noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest has been obtained, we must fight. I repeat it, sir. We must fight. An appeal to arms and the God of hosts is all that is left to us. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when will we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard is stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we learn the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope? Sir, we are not weak if we make use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, is invincible to any force our army can send against us. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations, who will raise up our friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the brave alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death! All of the experts agree.